Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. We are so grateful to our launch partners, founding partner P&G and Bank of America. Together, we're bringing you something good every day, and it wouldn't be possible without their support. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. What will my work look like in the future? Is there something I can do to prepare right now? These may seem like impossible questions to answer at the moment, but it turns out they're the ones we should be asking ourselves as we try to think through how we may be working and living in the future. And while most people agree that the working world will be different once the pandemic passes, here's the real headline. The change in some ways has already happened. And while these are certainly difficult times, this moment can also present us with an opportunity. We're going to share some excellent insights from an expert on how we can each rethink what we do, what our companies do, and how to seize the opportunities ahead. Now, some might say that the future of work is already here. The disruptions that started years ago are everywhere. Telecommuting and working from home, substituting digital chat for in-person meetings, AI, the gig economy. The pandemic has accelerated the forces that were already in motion, forces that will continue to reshape our work for years to come. But it's hard to let go of the past. Even now, nearly 60% of laid-off Americans believe they will get their old jobs back. But author and tech analyst Chris Shipley provides some positive perspective on the unstoppable changes ahead. Here's what she had to say.
It's absolutely certain that 100% of jobs are going to change. Some aspect of every job will be different. Some jobs won't exist, and many new jobs that we can't even imagine will happen. I think the companies that are going to really do well out of this, regardless of industry, are the ones that are really going back to their sense of purpose and culture, where they understand what it is they are trying to do in the world, what is their real reason for being. Then we'll find all sorts of ways to transform, to offer new products and services in the market that consumers are eager to buy, because it will be mission-driven and value-centric. And those companies that think of themselves purely as, you know, we are a manufacturer, or we are simply a hotel, or we are simply a bank, or we are simply a medical center, they're going to have a much harder time making this adaptation because they're stuck in an identity that is their product rather than an identity that is their purpose. The future of work really, I think, rests in each of us to create and foster in ourselves an agile mindset that allows us to think differently about who we are as workers, as professionals, where we focus, again, not on a job title or a career category, but we start to think about, you know, what it is that motivates us. Why do we get up in the morning? What gives us joy in our day, in our work? And then really look at how we can leverage that to move ourselves forward. I think that the future of work starts in each of our hearts and minds. And if we embrace that, then we get there a lot faster than.
So what does that mean for each of us? How do we transform to meet the future? It means, as Chris says, becoming even more agile, focusing on not what we do, but why and how we do it. To us, this includes knowing your power and finding your purpose. Part of knowing your power includes understanding your own strengths and weaknesses and what skills you'll need to develop going forward. Finding your purpose at work includes understanding how your work can contribute to something larger than yourself, something that's meaningful to you. In our book, Fast Forward, we include a toolkit where we suggest certain exercises, and we think there's never been a more important moment than now to do this. The pandemic has thrown our work lives into a tailspin, but it's also given us a glimpse into the future, one we can prepare for now. So here's something good for today. While change isn't easy, why not take this moment as an opportunity to prepare ourselves for the future we want right now, rather than letting the past define us? Let's dare to reimagine who we are, what we do, and what the future of our own work can look like. To learn more, check out Chris Shipley's book, The Adaptation Advantage. It's a great read. We're so grateful to Bank of America for supporting Here's Something Good and for supporting organizations across the country who are on the front lines addressing medical response capacity, food insecurity, access to learning, and providing support to vulnerable populations. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.